Oh, yeah. We have a caller here. Peter Montgomery. What's happening?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing? You doing a show tonight?
I am.
VFW in Scituate. Does that place get happening?
Yeah, it's not your grandfather's VFW.
Who else is playing with you?
Barry Marshall's doing a solo show. He uses my bass player and my drummer, Mark and Dan.
Okay.
And so I think he goes off first. I go on second, so probably around 8 o'clock tonight.
And the belly dancer? What's up with that?
So that's Barry's wife. She's been belly dancing for years.
No kidding.
Yeah, she goes under the name of Samara.
All right. Sounds good, man. I'll be down there. How many years has it been since you been the Irresponsibles?
I don't know, off and on, but I definitely need to put together some shows to get back into it.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm excited for it. I have to go to the show tonight. I used to go to every show way back when, and I remember you used to call me an arrowhead because of it.
Well, I don't know if I called you that. Somebody probably did.
Well, it's going to be good. I'm going to be there. I'm going to play an Irresponsibles block. Any particular songs you want to hear?
Do you have the First World Blues album?
Let me see.
It's like the last one I would have given you.
Bring a copy tonight. I don't see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, then I leave it up to you then.
Okay. I'll put a bunch of great ones on here.
That's awesome, dude. Appreciate it.
All right. And looking forward to see you tonight. I'm sure you got plenty to do.
Yep, I gotta do a lot.
All right, man.
I'm in my luxury truck with the AC blasting.
Oh, that's pisser.
Oh, it's the life of a rock star, I tell you.
All right, we'll catch you tonight, Peter, all right?
All right, buddy, thanks a lot. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Peter Montgomery from The Irresponsibles. I don't think they've been together in at least a decade. The Scituate VFW, like he said, it's not your grandfather's VFW. The place will be hopping. Peter's from Scituate. I'm from Scituate. Everyone knows Peter. So it will be a good time. And, yeah, you should go, too. Starts at 7 o'clock with belly dancing, I guess. But let's play 4 or 5 Irresponsible songs. Gotta hear this one. Classic on MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Working hard, reinventing the wheel. A lot of boys gotta know how. A lot of people. mixed with what came off the reel. And now I'm making about a 10 million dimes, all because of these quaint little rhymes. Reinventing the wheel, 'cause that's how I feel.
Thank you.
Yeah. uphill battle, trying to brace my fall. They kick my cage and they make me rattle. My head feels like a super ball. Sour bomb, and I can't fake it anymore. I can't be my father's son. He gets up so early, and I get up at one. The king is in a coma that seems so very dumb, but his mother there to help him. You don't need clothes in heaven falling down from an uphill battle. Try to brace my fall. They kick me around like a herd of cattle. My head feels like a super ball.
Anyone.5 WMFO. Whoa. And what have we been hearing? A lot of Irresponsibles. I haven't named the songs off since. The Derringers. After them, we had Johnny Thunders with It's Not Enough. David Bowie with Soul Love. Mark Bolan and T-Rex with Liquid Gang. The Stooges with TVI. We had Glider doing Out of Touch. The Irresponsibles, Reinventing the Wheel, Mr. Ballou. You know, they wrote that about Adrian Ballou. He actually produced an album of theirs. They won, Irresponsibles won Best Unsigned Band in some magazine. And the judges were Adrian Ballou, I can't even think about it. Matthew Sweet was one of them. And, who's the guy, Mr. Fantasy? You know him. Well, him. They voted them best unsigned band, and Adrian Ballou liked them so much that he went ahead and produced an album for them. Pretty crazy stuff. That album that Peter was asking me to look for, it's actually the Montgomery's. Not the Irresponsibles, but I'm sure he does Montgomery songs as well as Irresponsible songs. So you could hear this tonight. This one's called Hostile Waters on MFO.
Don't chuck me in the hostile waters. It could be the end of me.
And so we fought like a cat and dog. It rolled downhill like a heavy log. It rolled over little flowers in its way. They cried and longed for the olden days. Don't chuck me in the hostile waters. It could be the end of me. Don't chuck me in the hostile waters. It could be the end of me. Don't chuck me in the hostile waters. It was an idea I always had. Two kids at home and a mom and dad. It seemed so wrote it down, but things can change in a little town. Don't chuck me in the hostile waters. It could mean the end of me. Don't chuck me in the hostile waters. It could be the end of me. Don't chuck me in the hostile waters. Shag rug and a game to play. The smiling eyes of a happy boy. That's something that you don't destroy. Don't chuck me in the hostile waters. It could be the end of me. Don't chuck me in the hostile waters. It might be the end of me. Don't do it to your sons and daughters. Sense down in my bones. don't try.
Montgomery's. A funny story about that recording. I'll tell you in a second. So where was I? We heard Johnny Thunders, It's Not Enough, David Bowie, Soul Love, Mark Bolan and T-Rex with Liquid Gang, Stooges with TVI, Glider, Out of Touch, The Irresponsibles, Reinventing the Wheel. Oh yeah, I told you all these. Mr. Blue, Over You, A Girl to Lose, Catcher in the Rye, Falling Down, Hostile Waters, and You Can't, Johnny Thunders, You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. Peter didn't know who Johnny Thunders was until he heard me sing that song. He heard my band do that song. And he loved it. He asked me if I wrote it. It's like, no, I wish. But after that, he recorded it. So it's like he recorded it not because of Johnny Thunders. He recorded it because of the song he heard me do. And he's my like one of my all-time favorite songwriters. So that's pretty bitchin'. Hey, we haven't heard Smitty yet. I'm going to blast them with a little sugar blast right here on MFO.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you think I could play this whole album before the Boston Groupie News Report at 3:30? Yeah, definitely. It's MFO, and what's that DJ talking about? Well, the other DJ after me, Vin Magazzini, gave me a CD from Mojo Magazine. Came with a CD, Glam Nuggets. He handed it over to me. And there's some stuff I know, some stuff I don't. I'm not familiar with at all. But they're a great magazine. I'm sure they're all great songs. I'm just going to play the whole thing. I got it in the system last week. Now it's all ready to go. So yes, Glam Nuggets from Mojo. 15 Wham Bam rarities from the Boogie Children. It's good stuff. Got Hollywood Brats, New York Dolls, Sparks. Right here is a band called Gumbo. One of them from New Orleans. Gumbo. On 91.5 WMFO, we got Gumbo.
Are your favorite time when you want her tonight? Hop in. pets, in prison hop it. You hear the thunder of stuff eating rhinos, elephants, and tacky tigers. This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Come to take me, who's gonna leave?
Personality crisis. One.
Afternoon. Games on if you're a wolf man.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Ryan?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I got through, thanks. This is Joe in Arlington. Just working on my truck here.
Okay, Joe.
Love your show. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I got a hold of your CD. I'm not sure how, but I think it was through the bass player. But anyway, I just called to say, hey, you know, it's a great CD, and I wish you well with it. The thing is, I played it for like six of my friends, and nobody can decide what the best song is. Like, you know, I know what I like, and I know what they like, and nobody can agree on it, which it kind of means to me that every song is kind of cool. I like that.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you very much. And
thank you.
I wish you well, and thanks for talking to me. I don't usually call. I call the sports stations all the time. Not
sex line.
Sure, I can never get through to anybody. You know.
Yep.
My favorite on that CD is Kalamazoo.
Really?
I used to live in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
And,
that's why.
I'm not sure what inspired that song, but you know, it touched a nerve with me. So I don't know if you want to give it a spin, but.
Yes, I will.
You, but, thank you so much. Me and my two boys are here, and we're just working on trucks right now. And we'd appreciate that. That'd be really special to us. Thank
okay,
you.
And you are who? Bob? What's your name?
No.
Joe?
Joe from Arlington.
Oh, thanks, Joe. All right, man. Kalamazoo coming up, and then back to the glam after that.
I really appreciate that, Dwayne. You have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah! Those things through. We did.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, this part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.